All right. How's it going, everybody? Awesome. Jesus, we come to you this morning. Father, we pray that you would remind us yet again who we are and that we belong to you. God, that you get the last word over us. God, that you would set us free from sin and shame and guilt, regret. Speak over us what is true today, Father.
Thank you.
sins are stones at the bottom of your ocean, and all our filthy stains have been washed away by the blood of a son. I have overcome the grave. By the blood of a son, I have overcome the grave. The grave recompense is made for the guilty, and the shame for eternity is gained in the arms of the slain. By the blood of a son, I have overcome the grave. By the blood of a son, overcome the grave, the grave. Oh, my soul, praise Him. Oh, my soul. Oh, my soul, praise Him. Of a son, I have overcome the grave. By the blood of a son, I have overcome the grave. The grave, oh, my soul, praise Him. Oh, my soul.
All right. Good morning. All right, man. Thank you so much for being here this morning. If you've been here the last couple of weeks, you know that kind of done things a little differently, and we'll continue to do so today. I wanted to read a psalm. We're continuing in the psalm, Psalm 41, and read that and open in a time here where hopefully God continues to speak beyond just His word that is read, okay? Let's pray together. Father, we thank You for this day. We thank You for everybody that is gathered here. We say this, and it's more than just words, but we believe that each and every person that is here that believes in you, Jesus, that knows you as Lord and Savior, is a part of the body, a part of this family, but more importantly, a part of your family, a part of the family of God. And so we thank you for that. We thank you, God, just for each and every person that you brought here. We prayed it just as soon as we unloaded the truck. And we pray it again that whether someone has yet to meet you, whether they meet you today for the first time, Jesus, or whether they've known you for 50 plus years, Father, we pray that when we leave this place, for what you speak, what you do out here, that you would just draw us closer to you. We love you. We thank you. We know that's possible through your Holy Spirit as you would speak and move in this place. And so, Holy Spirit, we just give you freedom, not that you need our permission, but we willingly say, have your way in this place. And so that's what we pray. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 41, blessed is the one who considers the poor. In the day of trouble, the Lord delivers him. The Lord protects him and keeps him alive. He is called blessed in the land. You do not give him up to the will of his enemy. The Lord sustains him on his sick bed. In his illness, you restore him to full health. As for me, I said, O Lord, be gracious to me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. My enemies say of me in malice, when will he die? And his name, when will he perish? And when one comes to see me, he utters empty words while his heart gathers iniquity. When he goes out, he tells it abroad. All who hate me whisper together about me. They imagine the worst for me. They say a deadly thing is poured out on him. He will not rise again where he lies. Even my close friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted his heel against me. Anybody ever been betrayed by someone close to you? I think we've all can say yes to that. But you, O Lord, be gracious to me and raise me up that I may repay them. By this I know you delight in me. Do you know this morning that God delights in you? You see, it's easy to say that, right? That's an easy thing that we would think of God and we would say, yeah, God, I get it. You delight in me. But I want you to stop and just ponder that word this morning, that God the Father, a holy God, actually delights in you. That's a good word, delights in you. And he cares for you and that he's crazy about you, that he absolutely loves you. By this I know that you delight in me. My enemy will not shout in triumph over me, but you have upheld me because of my integrity and set me in your presence forever, that we could be in God's presence forever. I want us to focus on the last verse this morning. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. David feels this is so good that he's got to say amen twice, that one just won't do. Amen and amen. Anybody know what the word amen means? The Beatles sang about it. Let it be. I'm not gonna bore you with that and run you off by trying to sing it. But let it be. Let these words that I've just said be. And so David ends this not only saying let it be, but let it be, let it be. These things from everlasting to everlasting, forever. It really leads us to a place of praise. All right. That's what we gather together to do, to praise God as a family together, as one in Jesus' name. That is what this place exists for, that we gather together under that name. I'm going to do something this morning that is a little different. I'm going to ask you to participate with me here. Everybody look up this way for me 1 second. In just a moment, we're going to have some folks that are going to come, and they're going to give you a piece of paper, all right? On this piece of paper, there's only like 4 or 5 questions. I will tell you this. You do not have to do this if you don't want to. All I ask is that if you're not going to do it, we do not need to see these pieces of paper laying around the parking lot. That's just more we got to pick up later. We've got enough already to do, okay? Public service announcement on that too. I'm going to give you the freedom to operate in this way. If you ever see a piece of paper in the parking lot, you can pick it up. You don't have to wait on somebody else to do it. Just pick it up, put it in the nearest trash receptacle, and enjoy your movie. No, I don't know where that came from, all right? Is that good? Everybody good with that? That you can pick up and put paper in the trash as well? So don't leave this out. But here's some questions that it's going to ask. basically, what is the church at Southside, this family coming together, what has it meant for you? What has it shown you about yourself? What has it shown you about God? This is your time to offer feedback. We want to hear what God is doing in your life, okay? So if you'll please fill that out, this is one way that we can praise God together, is just to share in our stories. The last few weeks, we've opened the mic and we said, anybody that wants to share, you're welcome to. We're going to do that today as well, that if you have a praise, that's what we're going to focus on, is praise. So this isn't a time to get up and thank people for doing this or thank people for doing that, giving an acceptance speech of an award, none of that. This is praising God. Anything that you want to praise God for, simply pick up the mic and say, God, I praise you for this, while you're filling out these pieces of paper, okay? So this time we'll have some music going. If somebody steps up, we'll cut that down, and you can praise God with your church family. But as these folks come, if you don't mind, if you would fill this out, if you need help filling that out, want somebody to write it for you, if you're like me and say, man, I don't have good handwriting, want somebody to help you where we can actually read it, that would be great. People can help you do that as well. So everybody on board, anybody that wants to praise God this morning, you're welcome to do that in your seat by filling out something on your paper or coming up here and saying a word, all right? So I just want to pray, and we're going to ask God to bless this time and speak through His people, all right? Father, we thank you for this day. Again, we praise you. As David said, amen and amen. You are the everlasting to the everlasting. We thank you. We praise you. We thank you for being a God that delights in us. That's what I want to praise you for this morning, that even at my worst, it doesn't say that you delight in us when we clean ourselves up. It doesn't say that you delight in us when we're doing all the right things or not doing all the things that we shouldn't be. But it says that you, as a good father, simply delight in me as your son. You are crazy about me. I don't understand it. I don't get that, but I believe it. I accept it, and I praise you for it. So let me start by being the one to say, I praise you, God, that you, Father, delight in me, and I'm grateful for it. We thank you for that. God, just be in this time, speak through others if they feel led, as we reminisce and we think what this church family means to us, what gathering together out here on a Sunday means to us, what we've learned about you. Let all of these things, whether they're spoken out loud or written on a piece of paper, let all of these things be to praise you for who you are. We love you. We thank you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Thank you guys for participating in that. I'll be honest, that is twofold. If you can hear me real quick, and we'll get started over here. The reason we do this is, one, like I said, we would love to hear the feedback and the praises of what God is doing individually, but also want to continue to let others know that support and want to come out here and want to know what's going on, to let them know what God is doing as well. So thank you for that. All praise and glory to God for these things. I'm going to pray real quick, and then we'll get to calling names over here in just a little bit and get you through the line, okay? Love you guys and thankful for you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this family. We thank you for the church at Southside, what you've brought together. God, this is completely your vision, your calling. And so, Jesus, we just celebrate that you are the head of this church and are leading with your Holy Spirit. Thank you for this body, the family of God that you brought together. God, bless each and every person that's out here. Continue to speak individually. What we hope, a lot of the answers to the questions that were asked this morning is, what have we learned about you, God, that you're a loving Father, that you care for us, that you made a way for relationship no matter what we've done. And what we've learned about ourselves is that we are loved and that we are children of yours through Jesus. No matter what we've done or doing or will do, that God, you care for us, you love us, you have offered redemption. And so that's our hope and that's our prayer. If that's happened for one, then God, we praise you for that. I pray that you continue to speak that into our story. Remind us of your love and your grace and your mercy. We thank you. We pray and we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for it all, Lord. Thank you for being the God the one and only. Thank you for your mercy, Father. Oh, God, we just thank you for your son most and all. Most of all, we thank you for Jesus, oh, Heavenly Father. Oh, we thank you for him. Oh, we forever thanking you for him. My name is Marvin Curtis Williams, just another faithful servant of the Lord. One that could stand here all day long until the night, thanking him for all he has done for me and for others. I just want to ask you all, keep Jesus on your mind. Keep him in your heart. Stay away from that imaginary line on the dark side. Stay away from it. It's easy to cross it. You'll cross it before you know it. Stay away from it. I've never been a good speaker, but I've always been a faithful servant. And I just ask God to please continue to keep every one of you in this prayer, oh Heavenly Father. I ask you to keep every one of us in your palm of your hand. Keep continuing to hold us close to your heart. In Jesus' name I'm praying in, the only name. In Jesus' precious holy name I pray. Thank you for it all. Thank you. Amen and amen and amen once again.